Last night, the Executive Appointments Committee of the Baltimore City Council voted unanimously to confirm Daryl D'Souza as Baltimore's new police commissioner, but not without some tough questions from committee members and the public. D'Souza's confirmation is still pending until Monday, when the entire city council will vote on his nomination. WIPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benessi is on the line with me now for more. Dominique, I think the big question on everyone's mind is, how does D'Souza plan on gaining the public's trust after the revelations from the Gun Trace Task Force trials?
Right. So corruption was on the forefront of everyone's mind, and multiple people brought up the question again and again as to how D'Souza plans on weeding it out.
We already have everyone's name that was implicated in the GTTF trials, all those names that came out. We physically have those folders in our office in police headquarters. I can say that at least one of them right now, Police Powers, has been suspended. He is not working the streets. That we'll continue to look at each and every single case that we have.
He also talked about implementing an anti-corruption unit, lie detector tests, and an inspector general to oversee the implementation of the consent decree and an overtime abuse unit.
What about this notion that D'Souza said during the Gun Trace Task Force trials that the corruption was due to, quote, a few bad apples?
That quote was brought up by many people last night, including District 1 Councilman Zeke Cohen, who told D'Souza it didn't sit right with him and said he thought the comments set D'Souza off on the wrong foot. District 8 Councilman Christopher Burnett also brought up the same issue and cited a larger systemic problem with the culture within the department that led to the GTCF trials and the Justice Department's investigation.
One of the things that has always bothered me about the department, and not specific to Baltimore Police and in your tenure, but there being also another diatribe that I don't think we talk enough about, and that's that blue wall of silence, right?
Burnett went on to say that police feel like they can't hold each other accountable, and that in turn increases mistrust in the community, to where Burnett said his constituents don't feel comfortable calling the police. This spoke to the larger issue of what the consent decree is addressing, trust and relationships between the police and the community. In response to all this, D'Souza actually apologized, saying,
I'd like to go back to that February 2nd statement and say that I should have refrained from saying it as a bad apples, and I'm here to apologize by saying it that way. But what I'm saying here today is that, are there bad or corrupt cops in the Baltimore City Police Department? Yes.
Let's go back for a minute. Help us understand, why is this committee hearing so important, and why has it been so well attended by Baltimore residents?
To understand why this hearing was such a big deal to Baltimoreans, we have to look back at what happened in 2015 following the death of Freddie Gray. Former Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake fired then-Commissioner Anthony Bass and hired Kevin Davis. Davis's nomination went on till about 4 a.m., with protesters refusing to leave City Hall's hearing room until they had a one-on-one with Davis to address their concerns about the police department. Last night, more than 50 people signed up to speak in a public testimony, and the overflow room had to be used. And the meeting went on for about 3.5 hours, but in the end, there were no long-standing protests.
It was brought up last night by District 2 Councilman Brandon Scott and District 3 Councilman Ryan Dorsey. It was about control of the police department. They're pushing for legislation at the General Assembly for the city to take back control of the department. How did D'Souza respond to that?
So D'Souza kind of struggled with this response. Here it is.
At this point, I would offer that, and I know there's legislation in place that it's preferred to stay where it is right now based on the current law. If that law does change, I would support that new law, that new legislation.
In that, D'Souza did not say he would push for that kind of legislation in Annapolis. In the past, Mayor Catherine Pugh has said that she would not be in favor of regaining control of the department. And just last week, City Solicitor Andre Davis told me in an email that it would have several legal implications for the city, but would not go into detail about what those were.
Something that's been reported on by WIPR and other news agencies is that D'Souza did have a record of fatally shooting civilians on the job. This is back in 1995. Did any of the council members bring up his past disciplinary records?
Well, none of the council members asked about his past disciplinary record, but Brendan Walsh, an outreach worker at a soup kitchen in West Baltimore, told the story of his friend's son, Garrett Jackson, nicknamed Scooter, who was shot 13 times by D'Souza in February of 1995. That's according to an autopsy report that he showed. In December of that same year, Walsh recounted another shooting near a library where 50 bullets were released from D'Souza's gun and a young bystander, Melvin James, was shot dead. In his testimony, Walsh said he knew D'Souza was going to be confirmed anyways, but he wanted to say,
"I'm really surprised at that kind of policing, wild shooting in the public street near a library in the middle of the day. So I'm very concerned about that kind of policing."
D'Souza reacted to Walsh's story at the end of the night following his confirmation.
"It's something that happened years ago, 20-something years ago, that I wish it never occurred. I do wish that I had equipment that we're now equipping officers with. It's critical for us to outfit our officers with the proper equipment that they need. So, I looking back in retrospect now, is that I wish it never happened, but we got to make improvements."
The full city council will hold a final confirmation hearing for D'Souza on Monday of next week. WYPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benessi will report on that as well. Dominique, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.